Boston Medium, Mariah Merlinite, and you're listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is your weekly psychic music slot. Woo! Thanks, TK. Whoa. Are we gonna have a show for you today? Lots and lots of exciting information about all the music that came into my dreams this week. All the information about, yes, I was talking about it on Facebook all week. John Lennon, his spirit. And how he continued to proceed to what's the right word? I don't want to use the word haunt because that's not the word, but proceeded to kind of take over and say, I want to do some more channeling. I want to be more a part of this. Let's do it. We got 311. We got 311. We're coming up. We got the Dell Vikings and we have Sibo Mato, Sean Lennon, actually John Lennon's son's band. They are phenomenal and I cannot wait to play more of them. But so all of this music was in my dreams this week, so that's why I'll be playing that. And we got some vinyl through readings. Something really crazy just happened again. I kid you not. This happens every time. This isn't like, I'm telling you, the vinyl through readings is real, and I'm bringing it to you here. You can only find this here on Paranormal Playground Sounds, by the way. So whoever's listening in, who's out, you driving, you're tuning in, internet, understand this only happens here. It only happens at the Paranormal Playground Sound. Hold on, I'm going to yank this. So when I did vinyl through readings, I said, okay, Spirit, I'm just going to pick out, it's like tarot cards. I'm just going to pick out some vinyl. I picked out the vinyl with this band called Magnum. Vigilante. I picked this out and guess what? I have this vinyl at home. I don't even know who Magnum is. I don't know if I even ever listened to this, but I was like, I have this at home. So out of all the records, I told you what happened last time with the Brian Wilson album. So we're going to play that and see why Spirit wanted us to listen to that. We got our guided meditation. Come on. And I think we're going to have a live reading. Somebody called in and was like, yo, I want a live reading. I was like, totally, call in. So we got an awesome 2 hours of just, yo, I'm just like lit up. I'm so lit up because I'm so jazzed. I'm so stoked. This is what it's all about. Okay. We're getting into spirit. So sit back, chillax. I want to play some soothing music first. How about let's get into some reggae. I'm really about feeling that. Come on, let's do this. And some soul. Let's kick it off with some Laurel Aiken. Honey, come back to me. Let's do it.
Stay. Transistor, lightning resistor, conducting
Hello. This is the Boston Medium, and we're back here. Are you ready? Are you gonna get ready for your guided meditation? I think I am ready. I hope you are. Getting super amped for this. Oh, Lord. There we go. So what you want to do right now is get real cozy and nice. Okay? Just take some deep breaths in and out. In and out. Let roots from our feet come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tie tight. Make sure those roots are connected and strong and we cannot move our feet. Love of spirit surrounding you right now in this moment. Feel your heart opening up as far as it can go, reaching all magical angles of you being free and exploring. Feeling the love of spirit here with you right now. As we're feeling the love of spirit, we can see a beautiful white flower. A white, beautiful lily inside of our hearts, blooming and opening up. And as we see this image within our hearts opening up, we can feel the energy that's vibrating around it. And that energy that vibrates around it reaches other people. As it reaches other people, just vision that power reaching all the people who need to feel love right now. Love of spirit just surrounding you and giving love. As you're feeling loved right now and you just see a white light, you are this white light and you are this magnificence. And everyone that you come across today, as much as possible, imagine and visualize yourself giving them love. This is absent healing, and this is how you do absent healing. Well, one of the ways. Feel this and let this be part of your aura in this moment. Fill yourself up. Fill yourself up to being whole. You never get drained because you're always protected and you're always filling yourself up. You always have more than enough to give. You always have more abundance and you always are giving and giving and giving. And you're never without and you're never feeling of lack. Feel the joy that surrounds you right now. Feel the beauty and feel the air. Feel the incredible magic. See, right now we get to be in magic. We get to play and we get to never grow up. We get to come back to the childlike self that just dances with us. That freedom that has never left us. Right now we're tapping right into that. Breathe in. Feel the good that is here with you.
feel the excellence. Feel how charmed you are. Feel how loved you are. Remember to keep breathing. Feel loved right now, as loved as you possibly can. Feel the joy and the brilliance that radiates you and surrounds you, and all of good that is here. Feeling joy. Feeling magic. Feeling sane. Feeling grounded right now. Feel how wonderful it feels to just be in the presence. So, as we do this body scan of cleansing our auras and being able to be available for love, we see all of our loved ones coming in. All of our loved ones are here to say hello. All of our loved ones are here to be at peace with us and to give us the love, the unconditional love, but mostly the empowerment and the connection and the messages of what we need for today. Remembering who we are in this 3D world, remembering the reality of who and what we really are. Breathe in. Exhale. See how all of your loved ones are greeting you. Feel the joy, feel the beauty, and feel the contentment. When you are ready, please open up your eyes and give a nice big smile and just blow kisses to the world, blow kisses to the universe, and try to be as loving as possible today, and you'll see how much you heal. Amen. Namaste. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, all the listeners, for listening in. And I hope that brought some positivity and some healing into your day, and just remembering how important it is to carry love with us wherever we are, because not only is it good for other people and it makes the world a better place, but it's healing for you. All those things that are going on in your life, imagine how quick they can be healed just by the simple focusing on one person or any individual who comes into your energy field. Anyone you see who needs it, give them love, and you can see how much of a difference your day makes. Love it. Okay, well, stay tuned here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, because we got lots more coming up, and mostly I got a beat from John Lennon. I got a beat from his spirit, and I channeled life through him. I'm so excited to play it, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. We're going to do that around, I think, the 2 o'clock hour or whatnot. I don't know. We'll see. I'll see how it flows. Nothing's ever planned here. It's spontaneous goodness. Wait, it should be. Anyways, stay tuned. Here's your daily PSAs for the day.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Vicky, how are you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Then it comes back again. the city for sci-fi wasabi. The start button has been pushed already. Obi-Wan Kenobi is waiting for me. In Union Square, my wheel needs repair. The bike lane's growing all over the city. My bike specializes in the nitty-gritty. New York City never had equality. It's reality, economic duality. Where are my manatees? Tell me my sanity. Ain't no analogy for individuality. I got immunity for multiplicity. That's how we do it. You got your harmony. Where's your identity? Our name is stereotyped in the name. I got to get the shit. Your vision of stupidity is made of vanity. Keep your quality up in the sky. Anyway, my hair turns gray day by day. Don't erase your points, you've got your pace. Don't waste your days, get your inner space. Don't give me chase, I'm a St. Mark's place. Feeling so bully, no ravioli. I'm charging my energy, fresh as a daisy. Biologically, let your sister know what's up. Here comes your twin hopper, you can hold the nose of the water. Pass the Volvic, no wonder her fingers are smooth like butter. It's specific, no mind traffic. Chibomato 1999. Hattori, straight out of purgatory. I, alright, I'm passing on your right. Hey, don't be snobby with me. No aioli, truly no Moby. Obi-Wan Kenobi told me in the lobby. Technically, I'm free and I can find a key. There's a wall on Broadway. No control. My mate, don't be late, my gate is open. Downtown still sends me up in the sky.
I feel no gold. Where's my soul?
Hello, hello, hello. It's the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Mariah Merlinite, Boston Medium, right here. Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready for some action? So basically, I promised you a new beat. I promised you guys a new beat. I promised. And now it's here. Let me see this. Hold on. Just bear with me for a second. So what is this beat, new music, channeling John Lennon. Awesome. So is it going? Okay, is it here now? Awesome. Finally. So hello, Facebook. Okay, so I just, basically, if you didn't know what I was doing, I was just downloading Facebook World. So sorry, Radio World, if you had to hear me doing things like that. Anyways, hi there, Facebook World. We are live here on WMFO, Medford, 91.5. And I promised you a new beat, and it is channeling John Lennon, the energy. I hope you like it. It was very interesting how this came to be, because I was actually after the show and I talked about how John Lennon came in my dreams and told me that me and his son were in the same classroom for years and I didn't even know it. And so I'm just wrapping my head around what that meant. And then when I made this beat, I was like, oh, I get it. Oh, okay. I understand what he's talking about. And there was a lot of interesting interactions with vinyl and how this was all inspired by Carousel Music and everything that just put together. So I really hope you enjoy this. And yeah, let's get the vibes up. Let's get the vibes going and let's do this. Hold on. I gotta switch this. Yes. Okay. Okay. So let me get this going. Hold on. It is this one, and oh my God, I didn't even do a sound check. Oh my God. Oh well, here we go. We're just gonna trust. You ever just gonna trust? You're just gonna trust in the unseen and hope that it goes well, because we're dealing with spirit here. Here we go, my new beat. In 5, 4, 3. Let me bump this. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello. Oh, whoops. 1 second. Whoops. Okay. Stop. Okay. Okay. Oh my God. What is that? Hold on. Oh, good thing that was on. I'm messing around right here, and the iTunes was still on. Okay. Alrighty then. Alright, let me stop messing around. And a 5, 4, 3, 2. Well, there you have it right there, right there. There it goes. That's my beat, everybody. Okay, that was the beat. I hope you enjoyed it and have a fantabulous rest of the day. That was channeling John Lennon. So tune in. I will see you later, Facebook world. And as far as you guys up there listening, as far as everybody up there listening, viewers and all, let's get back to our regular program. I hope you liked it. I was super, super excited about that beat. So hopefully that gives out great vibes for today. Let's see what else is coming up. What's next on the playlist? Dum 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 dee dee be dum 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 dum. Cool Shake? Wedding Bells? Let's do Cool Shake. I haven't heard that one before.
Till you melt away the ice. Do the cool shake, and do the cool shake. When I holler bop bop, baby, don't stop. You know I mean the cool shake. Then we use to take a ride. Yakety yak.
don't talk back.
Yakety yak, yakety yak.
Get
Hello, hello. Oh, I gotta sneeze. Hold on. Ooh-wee! Okay, there we go. I held it in. It's not good to hold in your sneezes, mate. You've got to stop and full stop. You've got me banking. Oh, that's cool, cool. So, doing a little mix up here. Hi, how are ya? Yeah. Anyways. This is the Boston Medium, and you are listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Reform Radio. Full stop. You full ranking, full stop. So it has been a hour. It has been a very magical, magical hour. Magical, magical. So that was interesting. I had, you know, John Lennon, and I can't wait to see what next beat I'm going to make. I am very thankful and very grateful because Paranormal Playground Sounds has helped me to consistently make music, and I can come here and give it to you every week and show you what I've done. So I'm very happy about this. I'm very pleased about this. And I will continue to channel spirit through music and sound, the way it shall be done.